This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio with your host, King Flex, also known as Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody back. On today's show, we're going to be talking about gold diggers. Real gold diggers, not fake-ass gold diggers, real gold diggers. I promised that we'll talk about that yesterday. We're going to talk about gold diggers today because of a little incident. A little website that I was put onto yesterday, somebody was telling me about, inspired me to do a whole show today about gold digging. What's going on, everybody? I'm broadcasting live here in Los Angeles, ready to chop up good game with you. Now, basically, yesterday I was just talking about all the feedback that I was getting from the interracial macking shows, and one show in particular, the show about black women and how to step to black women. I got a lot of feedback, and surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, I knew I was going to get a lot of flack from a certain sector of the black female community. Not all the sisters, a lot of the real sisters felt the game. But you know, you got all those little fake ass sisters out there who don't really want to know the truth and don't respect the truth. But for the most part, everybody was feeling that show. And yesterday I was giving my feedback on it, and I was talking about one of my players out there sent me an email link to a website, a message board that was talking about the podcast, which there were a lot of message boards talking about it, but this one kind of stood out because of the way my buddy described the website to me. That's the part that kind of stood out to me. He described this website as a website of gold diggers and groupies. And I did a little more research about this little website, and in the black female community, this website is considered the gold diggers website. And I peeped it out, and this website has a bunch of broke wannabes pretending to be gold diggers. So I'm going to put the ladies up on game as well as the fellas today about gold digging. What exactly is gold digging? What constitutes gold digging? Now on this website, and I forgot to give the name of it, it's Lipstick Alley. You guys can check out the message board. Nothing too special. It's just like any other black female message board. They talk about the same bullshit. Same thing, Beyonce's weave, this, Ciara, I don't like the way she dances, that, I don't like what such and such wore at the award show, just, you know, hood rat shit, basically. The typical hood rat website. So how did this website become known as the Gold Diggers website? The thing is, and I said in my book, The Art of Mackin', I respect real gold diggers. I don't hate on gold diggers. I love a real gold digger because a gold digging female is a hustler. And hustlers respect hustlers. Game recognize game. If there's a female with the looks and the game to go out there and generate some paper, I pop my collar to her. There's nothing wrong with that. Ladies, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't ever let anybody make you feel guilty for going out there getting your money. You get it how you live. If you got it like that, you get it like that. Don't let anybody make you feel guilty for that, because if they had the game and the looks to do it, they would do it too. People get what they can. And if you got the capacity and the game to go out there and gold dig, more power to you. But don't go out there doing low budget shit and then trying to chop it up to some gold digging. You're being disrespectful to real gold diggers. As with this little website, Lipstick Alley. Now, these women are not gold diggers. Listening to some of the posts and looking at some of the posts and reading some of the stuff that these women are saying, and some of my buddies show me a few pictures of some of the girls that's on there. Trust me, these women are not gold diggers. And there are many ways to spot a fake, bullshit, wannabe gold digger. See, there are a lot of women out there who wish they had the looks in the game to go out there and get a baller. Not only to get a baller, to break a baller. Because that's the objective with getting with a baller. Or somebody of means. Is to break them. To get money on a consecutive basis. Using your wiles, your wits, your game, your looks, or whatever you can use. And peeping out a lot of women's game, not just on this website, but a lot of women out here who claim to be hustlers and gold diggers, and they sit up and listen to the little Foxy Brown records and the Trina records and the Lil' Kim records about getting money from this dude and such bought him this and such bought the woman. There are a lot of females out here fucking the game up. They're not getting money. They can't rub two nickels together. See, a real woman goes out there and gets money using game, using skill. Her objective is to get paid. A lot of women now, what they're doing is just going out there to get fucked by some rapper. That's not gold digging. And that's what's going on that little website. A lot of those women are just getting banged by athletes. That doesn't make you a gold digger. That, dear, makes you a groupie. And if you're a groupie, stop raising the gold digger flag. Call it what it is. You're just a low-budget groupie. And groupies have no respect. We all know that groupies exist, but nobody never really admits to being a groupie. You will rarely find a woman admitting to being a groupie. A groupie is on the bottom of the totem pole as far as hoes. It's hoeing, but you're just hoeing with no benefits. And that little website that was kind of talking greasy about the game, it's a bunch of broke ass, wannabe gold digging, whack groupies. And I've seen some of the pictures of you ladies on that site. Y'all need to keep your mouth shut, ladies. Y'all can't say nothing about anybody. I mean, your game is whack, your look is whack, and you're not getting none out the game. Let me tell you how you can spot a fake-ass gold digger, for all you cats who don't know. Whenever females talk about all the athletes they know and all the athletes that they kick it and hang it around, all the athletes that they hang around, right then and there, that shows you that this bitch ain't really got good game as far as getting money. Any female hustler knows that you're not going to really get no money out of athletes. You dig what I'm saying? You're not going to get too much money out of no athlete in these days and times. Now, back in the early 90s, you could get some money out of an athlete because that's when those big contracts started coming in. And back in the 90s, you got a lot of young dudes coming into the NBA and a lot of young guys coming into the leagues. So they were kind of gullible and they were kind of vulnerable. So a lot of these skilled gold diggers would come in and swoop down on them. And I know this because I've trained many gold diggers. Y'all have to remember, I was a game advisor. I would give men and women game. That's what I used to do when I was a hustler. I would give men and women game and charge them for that. Guys basically wanted to know how to get sex from women, and women wanted to know how to get money from men. And I would teach people that. I trained some of the best gold diggers in Los Angeles. Now, like I said, back in the 90s, you can get paper out of some of these cats. Because that's when these big contracts started coming in, and these girls just had game like that. But then all of a sudden, the game got flooded with all these wannabe gold diggers, and what happened? They started to undercut everybody, and they just became big-ass groupies. Also, in like the NBA and NFL, they would have what's called rookie symposiums, where they would bring in hired speakers to specifically warn the rookies about certain women to look out for. They would give seminars teaching these guys to watch out for groupies and gold diggers and women out to get their paper. It got that deep. These guys were taught by these lecturers to watch out for certain women, watch out for certain clubs to go to when you go to certain cities, don't go here, don't go there. They would teach these guys, not teach them, but just school them on having sex and flushing the condoms, because there were women out there poking holes in condoms and women taking condoms out of trash cans trying to impregnate themselves. These men had seminars for this. It was that deep. Because for a while in the NBA, there were so many kids being born out of wedlock, there were so many paternity suits on these players, it was kind of making the league look bad. And they want to have a particular image for the players. And they didn't want to have the public seeing all these guys getting taken to the cleaners by all these bitches. So a lot of that shit has been toned down. These guys have a little more game than that. Plus, there are a lot of groupies out there. So, when you have a female out here talking about she's hanging out with this NBA player, she went out with this NFL player, 9 times out of 10, she didn't get no money. You know why she didn't get no money? Because these cats have groupies. Most NBA players and NFL players and athletes, they have groupies. They'll have females ready to bang them for absolutely nothing except bragging rights. You feel where I'm coming from with this? So why would they trick off any money if they can just go to the club and just bang any groupie they can find? Why would they trick off money? You got to think about that. They're not going to trick off money. Especially the black athletes. These guys are not tricking off money. Black tricks in general really don't trick off money like that. So a real gold digger wouldn't even waste her time with an athlete. Trust me, you ask any real gold digger, and I'm talking about a female who has tangibles. I'm talking about a female who actually has something to show for her game. See, a lot of women talk all this shit about how much they get money from this dude. And a common lie is that they got $10,000 from somebody. Damn it, that's the most common lie that most women tell who try to be hustlers, that they got $10,000 from somebody. $10,000 is just the textbook number for bullshit ass females. They always talk about they got $10,000 from this dude and this and that and yeah, yeah, yeah. But at the end of the day, you never see the bitch with the money. You never see anything that shows she has the money. The bitch is always living in a studio apartment with a kitchenette and some ramen noodles. Talking about she done got $10,000 out of somebody. Come on, ladies. You got to step your game up. You're going to be a hustler. Be a real hustler. Don't play for no bullshit. Play for keeps. Be in it to win it. See, like I said, a real gold digger, she's not going to be hanging out with no athletes. You know why? Because she's going to be hanging out with the team owner. She's going to go for the gusto. She's going to go for the motherfucker who signs them niggas' checks. She knows that's where the money is. And I can respect that. And what's funny is that a lot of you little square broads who out here doing this little half-ass hustling, when you see a real gold digger, y'all hate on her. But the thing about a gold digger, a true gold digger, is a loner. She works alone. She don't hang around with a bunch of bitches because she knows that, you know, a lot of you women are haters when it comes to hustling. A gold digger rolls alone. Groupies run in packs. Like a bunch of fucking hyenas. Scavenging. You dig? A gold digger is like a panther. She hunts alone. She's going to see that baller. She's going to see that white millionaire, that white billionaire. She's going to pull the white boy and pull his ass to the side and start spitting game at him. While you broke-ass groupies are going to be all up in niggas' faces grinning. Going back to the hotel doing something strange for no change. And that's just not respectable. And what's worse is when you have females out here talking about how much they're getting money and they hang around a bunch of rappers. And that's worse than athletes. If a female ever talks about she hung around this rapper, that rapper, and she got some money, not only is she full of shit, most likely she's a weed head, because that's the most you're going to get out of a rapper, is some weed. Now, I know out here on the West Coast, a female couldn't even hold her head up high if she bragged about hanging around with rappers. People would look at that bitch funny. That's whack. People will look down on you because of that. Because a rapper, number one, most rappers don't have that much money, contrary to what you see on TV. The average rapper, and the average rapper, I must reiterate, because there are some rappers out there who have themselves together, but the average cat, they don't really have no money yet. You know, they rent all this shit and you see all this stuff in the videos, but they really don't have no money yet. And they really don't have any money to trick off. And if they had it, they're not going to trick it off. They're just going to go get a groupie. They're going to get a female who's an extra in their video and bang her. And you got females out here who hate on gold diggers for spitting game for money, but these same little chicken head females will go out here and have sex with Chameleonaire, or go out here and fuck Slim Thug, and then go back to Lipstick Alley talking about they're a gold digger. You ain't no goddamn gold digger, you're a groupie. Stay in a groupie's place. Hating. Those little groupies are real big haters. Gold diggers are not haters. Gold diggers respect game. Groupies are haters. Because they're dissatisfied. You're dissatisfied with not getting results. And I would be too. You're out there having sex with every rapper in the industry, and the most you can get out of them is a Rock-A-Ware t-shirt. You ain't shit. I would be a hater too if I was that whack. Out here banging every athlete in the league, and all you got is a damn throwback jersey and a parking pass to the Staples Center. Sit your ass down somewhere and get you some game. And get off Lipstick Alley lying to make friends. Lying to other broke bitches. Just a shame. Just a shame. But like I said, real gold diggers, I pop my collar to you. Real gold diggers are always going to be on top of their game. Real gold diggers roll alone. Real gold diggers aren't worried about what the next female thinks about her. See, groupies are all about trying to impress their little broke-ass friends. That's why they don't have nothing, because their priorities are fucked up. You're so busy trying to impress this other broke bitch who you rolling with, you're not concerned about your main priorities in life. You're not even being practical. Because a lot of these little Lipstick Alley groupies, they want to be celebrities. If you look at these little websites where these immature women, I won't say underage, because a lot of these women are like over 30. A lot of these women are over the hill, but they are still immature because they hate on things that they desire. You get on these little websites, which I rarely see. The only reason I'm talking about this one is that people have sent me emails about it. But these little websites where these little hood rat females get on here and talk greasy about other women, they're always hating on female celebrities. They're always trying to find any little thing to bitch about and hate on. If Janet Jackson has her hair out of place, they make a 10-thread message board about it. Beyonce, her shoe didn't match her dress. Just dumb hen shit. And I know that women like to gossip and all that shit, but that shit is on another level. Gossiping and hating, it's ridiculous. And you do that because you're insecure, and you hate because you desire what you hate on. You wish you were a celebrity. You wish you were in the spotlight, but you really have no talent, or you didn't hone in on the talent that you had. You didn't have the hustle and the drive to become successful in the industry, so the best you can do is fuck somebody famous and then get on a message board lying about how much money you're getting. At a certain age, you got to grow up out of that shit. Every female is granted a little groupie stage. Like when a woman is 15, 16, she got a picture of Omarion on her wall. She wants to marry him. You know, that's cool when you're 15 and 16 years old. But bitch, some of y'all are 30 years old talking about y'all going to All-Star Weekend to get you a baller. Grow the fuck up. And sit your old ass down somewhere and tend to them kids you got by that broke nigga who work at Popeye's Chicken. Let reality kick in. Deal with reality. Get out of fantasy land. In the book of Guinness Book of World Records, the most common story, the most popular story in the world, according to Guinness, is the story of Cinderella. That story is second to the Bible, but the story of Cinderella is the most prolific story in the world. That's one of the most popular stories ever. And the reason why it's so popular is because it caters to a lot of women's primal fantasies. And the primal fantasy that a lot of women have is to have somebody come and save them from a life of misery, which is what the story of Cinderella is. This poor little female living a life of misery, Captain Save-A-Ho comes along and puts her on the back of a white pony. They ride off into the sunset. A lot of chick flicks are based on that premise. Damn near every female movie has that premise. And a lot of women have this fantasy. And when you're in the hood, your fantasy is on a lower level, but you still have that Cinderella fantasy. Your fantasy is that you're so fly, you're so cute, you don't have to have any kind of talent, you're living in the hood, and Prince Charming, who is a rapper or an athlete, is going to come and save you. That's cool when you're 14, 15, but when you're a grown woman, you got to let that shit go. Charge that shit to the game. And if you're going to be a gold digger, be a gold digger. Stop sitting up waiting on Prince Charming. Shine up your hoe boots and get out there and get it. And stop worrying about what the next bitch think about you. If you're going to be in it to win it. Don't play with it. Like Joe Clark said, if you're going to fuck around with it, do it expeditiously. Good grief. And some of you might as well hit the damn track. Take off your low heels and put on your hoe heels. Hit the damn track. Send them here worrying about where the Lakers are going to be. Niggas ain't thinking about your broke over the heel ass on Lipstick Alley. All you Lipstick Alley girls. With chubby cheek ass looking like a bunch of chipmunks with finger waves. Fat bitches. Anyway, this has been another edition of Mac Lessons Radio. I'm your host, King Flex, Tariq Nasheed. Don't forget to check out myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. Don't forget to check out the official website, kingflex.org, maclessons.com. Don't forget to check out my books. Go to amazon.com. Get all three of my books. The Art of Mackin', Player Be Played, Everything Women Need to Know About Men Dating and Relationships, and my newest book, The Mac Within. Go to amazon.com, order those books now. Go to maclessons.com, get the Mac Lessons DVD. I will talk to you players and playettes tomorrow. Y'all have a good night. Holla.